It is among the most sensitive topics the Vatican has faced in recent decades. Why didn't the leader of the Catholic Church speak out forcefully about the persecution and mass murder of European Jews? Historians might know a bit more soon. Pope Pius XII was head of the Church at the end of World War II, and documents from his papacy have been off-limits to researchers. But this week, Pope Francis announced that he'll open many of Pius XII's records next March.
He was no fan of Hitler or of Nazism. The question is how he might have tried to accommodate to Nazi rule.
David Kurtzer is the author of The Pope and Mussolini.
Pius XII saw Nazism as pagan and, in fact, was worried that the Nazi regime was engaged in a battle against the Catholic Church in Germany. But he also was someone who was very diplomatic and, for various reasons, was not eager to publicly denounce the Nazi regime or its extermination of the Jews.
Pius XII became pope 80 years ago. So how does this still reverberate today?
Well, there's been this festering issue about what brought about the Holocaust. I mean, to put it in the broadest, starkest terms, how is it possible that in the middle of Europe, in the middle of the 20th century, there could have been the mass murder of millions of Jews? And what role, among other contributing factors, what role the churches and Christianity played has been a big part of that debate. It's brought to a particular head by the fact that the Jews of Italy and the Jews of Rome in particular were victims of the Holocaust as well. And in perhaps the most dramatic evidence of this, when the Germans took over Rome in the fall of 1943, they tried to round up all the Jews from Rome, rounded up over 1,000 of them. They put them in a holding building right next to the Vatican, in fact. And then they shipped them out to Auschwitz, where virtually all of them were murdered, and the Pope never spoke openly against this. So the big question from my point of view is, and this rarely gets stated in this way, is how was it that people who thought they were Christian, as most of these murderers were, thought of themselves as Christians, could murder Jewish women and children and still think they were good Christians? And what might religious leaders, Christian religious leaders, so Protestant as well as Catholic, have done to try to stop this?
Do you think there's any evidence in the archive that might help us understand the answer to that?
Well, yes. From my reading so far of the evidence, I think, and in this case, maybe there's some parallel to the more recent pederasty sex scandal in the church, that the perspective of the Vatican was largely the first priority has to be to protect the institutional church and everything else comes second. And the Pope was certainly worried that the Nazi regime would work against the church, as it had in various ways. It had limited the influence of the church in Germany and elsewhere, where in Poland, where it took over, and Austria and so on. So I think we may well find more documentation that will show that this is, exactly the kind of consideration that was overriding in the Pope's decision-making at the time.
The Vatican is also opening up records from the post-war period, which for Italy kind of begins in 1944 with the Allied troops liberating Rome. Here's actually Pius XII addressing those very anxious troops.
You have had experience now of the dangers and uncertainties of life in the midst of a war. Make one thing certain, that you keep always close to God.
Keep always close to God. That's Pope Pius XII addressing troops, Allied troops liberating Rome in 1944. David Kurtzer, what are you eager to learn about Pius XII and Italy's transition out of fascism?
Well, this is, in fact, I think, where we might find the most surprising and new kinds of materials, not so much for the war, although I think there'll be plenty of interesting material there as well. But remember, we already have thousands of documents that have been published by the Vatican based on the war years, whereas virtually nothing has been published or available about the immediate post-war period, which in Italy was dramatic. In Italy, there was well-grounded fears that the communists were going to come to power, which from the Vatican's point of view would be a total disaster. And so the Pope was undoubtedly working furiously behind the scenes to prevent this, but at the same time had to take the public position that the Vatican remained outside of partisan politics. So exactly how this played out behind the scenes, I think, is going to lead to many revelations from these newly opened archives.
David Kurtzer, you spent the better part of your life looking at and researching the Catholic Church in World War II. Have you booked your ticket already to go to the Vatican next March?
They're opening the archives March 2nd, 2020. And yes, I'm planning to be on the doorstep on that day.
David Kurtzer, author of The Pope and Mussolini, winner of the 2015 Pulitzer Prize for biography, by the way. David Kurtzer, thanks very much.
My pleasure.